זה מצב פרשת חז, דין חלב ים הכיפורים. כן, ספר א', חלב שצריך לאכול. אם יש שם רופא בוקי, אם יש דוקטור, צבי פניס. אפילו הוא אוהב את ככם, אם הדוקטור לא שווה. כשאמר, אם לא יאכיל לו עושה, אפשר שיכפר לו אחר לי, ביסטקן. The doctor says, if we don't feed him, there potentially is danger to his life. So the halacha is, machilim aseh apiv. We give the person to eat based on what the doctor says. Vein tzarich lomar shema yamus. Obviously, if the doctor says we're really concerned that he's going to actually not just become endangered, but actually going to die. Even if the chel himself says he feels that he does not need to eat, we listen to the doctor. Vice versa. If the person really feels that his life is in danger, so he can tell us, he knows his body, and he says he's in danger, we listen to him.
What kind of things are we talking about? We're talking about a chola who is, he's rational, he's collected, he feels, knows what's going on. So what kind of illness is there that would kill a person if he doesn't eat for 25 hours?
You know, I'm not a doctor. I imagine there probably are illnesses where the body is in a weakened state, and if you weaken it again right through fasting, you consider it dangerous. Dehydrates, the person has a high fever, and he doesn't drink anything for 25 hours.
Yeah, so there are clearly some external symptoms that would cause alarm. But it sounds so here.
No, he's a chayv. The case of chayv should start lechol. He was a chayv. He wasn't, you know, walk around, you know, doing lifting weights. All of us, in case he was a chayla, but probably right, tell him he was a chayla shem b'sakon. And he's saying he feels that fasting would endanger him.
So it's even the language that confuses me. It's a chayla shem tzarich lechol. He has to, so then there's no question that he has to eat. He has to eat, so we feed him. But we're talking, tzarich doesn't really mean this is absolute necessity, but there's some question about whether he's at the state where he requires to eat.
Correct. Al Prefi Boki, Pirish Boki Bison Mokum. He's considered the Boki in the neighborhood. While you have a Simon Shem Kabchis, if you're the Chebi Shaman Machaber Das Piesh Mishaimer, Lobin and Boki. We don't mean a person has the status of a Boki. Rather, El Kalan Machis is Boki, Ksasli, and Suffering the Foshes. If I come along and say, listen, I recognize what's happening, and I know, I'm not a doctor, but I've seen this before. And I'm familiar with this, and this is dangerous. A kolad mechaz is boki ksatzin and suffering the fash. The hanash barim rakuponim shemevin bechalizat. I say that I'm familiar with this illness. It's like a person says, I have no idea what this is, but maybe I think it's dangerous. So we say, excuse me, that doesn't make any sense. Mesamarim washom and back in submission chalchez. The yeshamim zev dafka berivi yisrael. By Yisrael understands the chumra of Shabbos over there, the chumra of Yom Kippur. He says, listen, I'm telling you, I feel I'm not a baki, but this I'm familiar with, and I think this is going to be a real problem. That's sufficient. By Goy, he needs him to be a baki. The women in general, I'm not talking about women, you know, never given birth before, but you know, the older women, they've dealt with, you know, labor issues. They know what it is, and we trust that they're bekiyas. When it comes to yoledes, v'yistakin. So the doctor says his illness could progress and potentially become life-threatening. more than a fellow. In armor, the head of she is stuck it. Like Sharmer, after she is put up. The doctor says it's not for sure. He just says it's going to increase the illness. And it's a type of an illness where there is a potential for danger. So we say if fasting is going to increase intensify the illness, and this illness has enough of a nature that it could become dangerous, so that's sufficient for the doctor to say that, even though he's not mentioning sakana directly. Because we are concerned that that's what might happen. Shema l'roife, the Shema who either the chalu says he's not in danger. Shema hu nivas, maybe he's confused. When a margish b'chol yomach was rav kul, she doesn't really realize how ill he is due to his general weakness. He doesn't realize how dangerous the illness is. Even if he himself is a doctor, we say when he's dealing with his own illness, it's possible that he's not fully aware. Okay. Vice versa, if the chayla says, "I need," sarach ani, and the doctors say that he doesn't need, she listens to the doctor. Listen to the chayla. But furthermore, filim rafim armim sha michael yazikeyu shamim lechel. So it's interesting then. So the most of Dirshah, they bring that back in Hilchos Shabbos in Simin Shin Chavches, discuss the case where the chel says, "I need a certain medication," and the doctor says the medication will be detrimental to him. She listens to the doctor, not to the chel. It's talking about cases of medication, which, you know, we assume that the doctor knows better what the impact of the medication is. Here we're talking about food, and the person has an understanding of his body. He realizes he needs food. Even the doctor said bad eating will be bad for him, he knows eating will be better for him than the other alternative. So we would say that possibly that there's a imminent danger which the food will address, and then there's potential long-term danger, potential for damage. So we listen to the chela. Right now he says he needs, and we'll deal with the problems later on. Shem l'chela, hey. Hanu k'shechela omer shema. Hanu k'shechela omer shema gish b'napshar shetzarech lechel. The chela says, "I feel that I need to eat." Shem lo yoichol shema yich b'nol ha'b'cheli. To the extent that if he doesn't eat, there's a potential for the illness to become more to intensify. So once we remind him Yom Kippur, he says, "Listen, I know, but I need to eat." We don't ask any more questions, because the Lev Yudei Amor Snapsha, we say that a person has, the heart knows its situation. If he says he needs to eat, he's not going to be a rusher who's just going to do it because even though it's wrong. Obviously, he believes that he needs, so it's the right thing for him to do. The opposite. The chela says, "I know I'm supposed to eat. I know it's life threatening. I want to fast anyway." So, if he ends up not eating and dies because of it, Allah Nemar, Achaz Dimchem and Afshasechem Edrish, that the person will consider like a suicide. And he says, I will revenge from the person who did it to himself his death. He brought a death upon himself. If he eats, there's no reason to get a kapora. That's what he's supposed to do. That is Rechman Apatre. In a scenario where they gave him less than a shear, for sure that would be true. There's a question, I think of the gear still over here. So kapara applies to shek, and that's anoinus. There is a bir halacha which is an important bir halacha. So it says chel shdarach lechel efshe sheich b'dol b'chel. Anar he begadim b'chayadim da'ahinu afilu who lays out chel hashem b'sakam. Someone like that, right now, he's not in a life threatening situation. The weakening of the body of the fasting will potentially allow the illness to intensify. And then it potentially could become life-threatening. Point number one. Okay. Now, skip down. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, another two lines piece. But in your mashia, cause of shachanar kafilu hu akum, even if he's not a Jew, cause to besever tefaris Yisrael. The yidno yeshli siyasha bedavrin. Nowadays we have to really think about it. To be enai reisi, because I've personally seen the shavki lehem and nusayu. They're no longer reliable. The cholcheli kal erim tomedchi kashi is ana yistaken. They always say, listen. He said, fast? Oh, it's life-threatening. If there's ever anything. So they've dropped their bikiyas and their mothers. They always say the same thing. So it becomes worthless. A person who's a Yisrael, and he's a firm Jew, and he says it, he obviously weighed his words. Then he says, what about? Guess what? Because of Shemesh was Ramatz. Shemesh was Ruchai. Coming in Roifei Yisrael, Sharmahem Chashurim Lavra Al Dibri Torah L'Chal Shabbos. Nowadays, doctors are not so reliable either. So they don't fast themselves. So if they would tell you something, and we have no other indicators other than what they're saying, so it's always obviously, you know, better if you have an option of getting a doctor who's a shomer Torah mitzvahs, obviously. No other doctor, so we can't ignore the doctor. The doctor is telling you there's a potential life-threatening situation. You can't ignore that. But obviously, if you believe he's a doctor that just, you know, says whatever, because the whole thing to him is not serious, so you couldn't rely on that. The one who's passing the shiloh, he has to figure out the situation on the grounds. Okay, now skip down two lines. A situation where there is a plague going through. Hanamasha Karen Cholera. Cholera. Rechmona Litzlan Beir. So there's a cholera epidemic in the city. Hanamasha Xalva Zimtopkov Vandal Beir Locha B'Shem Pisker Eliminion Adalat Tsoimus. They don't fast. People, even healthy people shouldn't fast. The four Drabonin Tainasim. Including Tisha B'Av. because we're worried that the fact that a person fasts weakens him, it'll make him more susceptible for catching the illness. What do you do? He quotes it here, some sefer. So if the doctors say that in the situation of an epidemic, weakening of the body through fasting is potentially would endanger people from catching the illness more easily than they would be susceptible otherwise, person should not, even the healthy people should not fast. And he suggests that they would drink anything that they should have liquid inside of them, so you have something which doesn't really taste good, that would solve the problem. On the other hand, he says the Reishis Bikurim, which is the Chesed Shlomo, says you'd have to fast.
Okay.
So he sends you to Vayin Tzeres Teichem et B'merachas Yom Kippurim Simen Gimel Masha because of that. I don't recall for sure, but he quotes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Teichem very, very, very rarely. This is one of the few places where he quotes the Teichem. They're contemporaries. Two doctors. One says that he doesn't need it; he's in danger. One says that he's fine. So we give him to eat. So he gives the two against two. Even two against two, or three against three, one side has more bikias than the other. We still weigh both sides equally. So one doctor says he needs, another doctor, the Jew, says he doesn't need, and the Akum says he needs. Well, that's one against one. Shouldn't the subject flush the Akum? Now, with Akim Akum Hubaki, Avakhena Baki ain't an Eman Hachesh Yisra. But if he does, he himself is not Mumcha that he knows, we don't accept his estimation against the Yisrael saying he doesn't need. What's the chalas saying? As we said before, even if the doctors say he shouldn't eat, if the chalas says he needs to eat, he eats. So here we're saying, well, one says this, one says that. So what do you do? Well, ask the chalas. If he says he needs, he would eat. No, the case of the chalas either says he's been quiet or says, I don't know. Whatever the chalas says would go. So it's two against two. Even if one, Philip Sos and Yosef became Exos, and Ritzalim Hashem, Oisin, Shnaim, Shemer, Enot Sarach, Him Yosef became, Umuflogim, Bechach Musu. The ones who say he doesn't need are more considered bigger experts. Philahach, Ein Hochanach, Rehen, Lahach, Nabisab, the Foshes. So still, so the ones who say don't need are bigger became the ones who say than he needs. So we should listen to the ones that don't need and not feed him. They're considered knowledgeable. These are more knowledgeable. When you have, they disagree with this. Say if you have the same amount of people saying one each and each side, one against one, two against two, three against three, then whoever's more bucky would win. But if the case was the ones that said that he needs are the larger group, and but they're not as bekiyim as the other group, which is smaller. So you still go above, even after them, even though they're not the same level of bekiyim as the other group. But if there are more, we go with Saroy in this situation. Okay, we'll do one more. The Chayil himself, and one doctor says he doesn't need. One doctor says he does need. We add the words of the Chayil to the Rafi. Really, we should like this. Based on what we had before, we should like this. It's one against one. And the Chayil is confused. So it's one against one. Suffolk, he has to eat. No, we don't say that. We say that he's supporting one of the doctors. We're not worried about maybe he's Nivas. The riot that we say over here, he's not doing it based on confusion, because you see a doctor agrees to him also. So we take his opinion in consideration as two against one. She go bust a roy of days. He's tremendously familiar with these medicine, and the other two are not. The Devorah of Ramen connected. So we don't do it simply based on numbers. If one of says that he needs to eat, is there much more of a bucky in this area? Yet the two says he doesn't need, so we would listen to him. But the flip side is not true. In the case of this fellow said, I know there's no, he's totally safe, he doesn't need to eat. If the, so even if it's a mufa b'chachma, but two against one, and he has to eat. We don't use the argument of his greater wisdom to, in that situation, to not eat. Okay.